This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf Hashur, up to Siman Sadi, Beis, up to Siv Ches. So I want to point out, you know, yesterday we learned that if you wash your hand and then you're Mesiach Das, which Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean to be Mesiach Das? Mishnah Berurah says, Shehiflig Harbe, Bein Hanatil Atfila, Ad Shehisiach Datai. We weren't sure, what is the Zman that we could say, you know, it's been a long time since I washed my hands, I've been Mesiach Das. By Hilchos Tzitzis, do you know what the shear is? That if you take off your talis, let's say on Yom Kippur, you don't make a bracha? The Shulchan Acharav says, many hours. Sha'ois Harbe. We learned this in Siman Ches. The Reb Chaim Na says, what does it mean, many hours? 2 to 3 hours. Reb Chaim Noah says, 2 to 3 hours. Reb Ari Leib Steinman says that there was a story on that the Chazon Ish took off his talis by the Hafsaka on Yom Kippur, and the Hafsaka was 2.5 hours. So I don't know what your shuls are doing with like a 10-minute break. I don't know, I think I can down with the Chazon Ish next time, you know? But, yeah, that's the problem. But that part, you can't be machmer on every part of the Chazon Ish, but that to have a hafsaka of a shir Chazon Ish, you know, I'm not machmer on every shir Chazon Ish, but the shir hafsaka, you know, Reb Chaim, no, I don't know if he had such a long hafsaka, Chazon Ish. Anyway, so that's what we had by Hilchos Tzitzis, that the shir was, you know, many hours. Does that apply by Netilas Yadayim? Or does that not apply by Netilas Yadayim? So I don't know. I would say step by Netilas Yadayim might be different because it's just harder to be focused on the cleanliness of your hands than on the fact that, you know, you still want to be Mekai in the midst of Tzitzis. You know, it's hard to imagine that by Netila, the Shira is 2 or 3 hours. I mean, I don't think so. I don't know what the shir is, but okay. The pshat is very simple. The Mishnah Berurah said, by tzitzis, all you're dealing with is, did I change my mindset that I still want to be connected to the mitzvah? The problem with hands, yadayim askani is saying, the hands are busy, and it requires vigilance. And in a shorter, much, much shorter amount of time, you will lose focus on what your hands are doing. I don't think there would be, you know, I don't think that would be an analogy at all. Okay. Simin Sifches Hamashtin Lo Yispala Ad Sheyishek Dehilich Arba Amis Mishum Nitzaitis. If somebody urinates, they can't start davening the second they stop, but they have to wait the amount of time it takes to walk for Amis Mishum Nitzaitis because of its spritzes. Meaning even when the main flow stops, it's still droplets are coming in. V'amispalel, or likewise, if someone's davening lo yashin at sheyishak kedei hilach arba'amis. If you're davening, you can't say v'anachnu v'rachka me'ato v'yad olam haleluka and then start being mashtin right away. You have to pause the amount of time it takes to walk dalet amis. Shekol arba'amis tfilasoi shegura befiv. For 4 amis, your tefillah is still frequent in your mouth. V'rachoshe merachshin sefasei. And your lips are going. Says Mishnah Berurah Mashma, Salam Rabbi into a vessel, Venita la Kli. And the Kli has been removed. Obviously, the case is that whatever urine was there has been taken away. Otherwise, of course, you can't daven yet. After you wait that amount of time, Shira Chachomim Shani Tzoytzois Sheba Amasai Kolim Bechsusai. The Chachomim are Meshire that whatever droplets there are will be absorbed in the garment. Kidei hiluch, ratzoloimar, hazman shel hiluch arba amais. That if somebody davens, he shouldn't urinate until he waits the amount of time it takes to walk for amais. Aval la'achar sheshah shirzeh, after you waited this amount of time, mutter lahashten af b'makim shespalel, it's mutter to urinate even in the place where you davened. Mekamakim midas chasidah shol lahashem b'tech arba amais shel tefillah. it is Midas Chasidos to not urinate in the place that a person daven. Kasab Sev Chasidim Simon Tav Tav Chav Ches Shein Lahashin Oilorik B'makim Shekisa Dam Chayiv Oif B'vracha B'oit Shehadam Mechusa. Sefer Chasidim writes, don't urinate or spit in a place that you covered the blood of a chaya or an oif with a bracha while the blood is still covered. Somehow, while the blood is covered, it's like the effects of your mitzvah are still present. It's not respectful to spit or to urinate there. Siv tes, haroikek, one who spits, he should not daven until he waits the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos. Hamispalo, or if somebody davens, lo yorek ad sheyisha 4 amos. V'davkalur tsoinai, this is a discretionary expectoration. Back in the day, as we mentioned, this was a pastime. You know, they were proficient in gathering all of the mucus in their trachea and summoning it up into one productive expectoration. So that's if you're doing the tzane. Avalim nizdamin loy roik, if you got a spit, mutter, v'ayin lekaman simen tzadi zayin. Lord tzane perish misharek machmas teal. You're spitting out of strolling. You know, that's part of the stroll. Part of a good stroll is a good spit. V'ayin v'simen tzadi zayin rotzom d'fomen mutter af b'toycha tefillah. Sometimes it's permitted even during davening. For example, if you're in distressed and it's disturbing your kavana. Sif Yud, toiv litein tzedakah koidem tfila. It's good to give tzedakah before davening. Dichsiv, like it says, ani b'tzedek echazefanecha. I in righteousness will see your face. So it's good before you daven to give tzedakah. Now, what does that mean before you daven? Does that mean before you say matoivu? L'char means before Shmona Esrei. So when? Uve'eza kihilois kadoshois. In many holy congregations, niskan aminag litein tzedakah, they are masaki in a minhag. To give tzedakah, kishemagia lahapasik, v'ha'oishar, v'ha'kavoid, milfanecha, v'ata, moishel, v'akoil. By the way, earlier in Simon Nun Aleph, Sivkad Niyotesa, Dersha points out that Ari would say it when he got Va'ata Moshe Bakal. Most people give it when they get to the word V'ha Oishar, because people mistakenly think they're going to become rich if they give tzedakah at that time. They think there's some kind of connection between V'ha Oishar. Somehow, I'm going to be an Oishar if I give tzedakah when I say the word Oishar. You didn't say Ashrei. You didn't say the rest of Psuka Zimra. Your Psuka Zimra consisted of Baruch Sha'amar, V'ha Oishar, and Yishtabach. Pal, you're not getting rich. You gave it at the wrong word. You give it by V'ata Moshe Bakal. I hope you do get rich. No sweat off my back, but you're just not giving it at the right time. V'yesh b'kom shenogim l'kavetze b'ez kriya satayra. Some places they collect during laning. V'hu shaloi kohagin. It's wrong. Now, you want to hear about, I want to give a share called Top 10 Shul Bloopers. Shul Bloopers. All of a sudden, you ever see, by Chazar Sashatz, people become money changers. They go over to the sucker box, they take out nickels, dimes, pennies. Pal, you have 73 cents there. Why would you spend 5 minutes counting it? You can't make more money in 5 minutes. If you can't, you should go on welfare. Why all of a sudden are you counting pennies during Chazar Sashatz? You're not allowed to. Not only that, you're not allowed to give tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. You're not allowed to collect tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. You're Mil Shmon Esrei. Would you start shaking a lulav Mil Chazar Sashatz? Would you start throwing a frisbee in Mil Chazar Sashatz? It's a chesed. The guy asked me to throw a frisbee. Okay, it's the middle of davening. You can't give tzedakah mel chazor sashatz. The Mishnah Berurah says simen tav kuf samach vav, and the Chayyadim says shalei lahachar is lost tzedakah, and you're not allowed to collect it. Reb Chaim Kanievsky though does say that if you wanted to give tzedakah during the first parasha of Kriya Shema, you could. Meaning, you don't have to, because Oisik Mitzvah Patra Mitzvah, even during davening itself, but you're not obligated to come on to that. But the Mishnah Brura says in Taf Kuf Samach Lesev Kad Niyad Beis that you're not allowed to collect tzedakah during Chazar Sashatz. Okay, weiter. Fine. Let's go a little further. Simen Sadi Gimel. Kaidem Shispalot Tzarech Lishayis. Before you daven, you need to wait. Yishe Sha'achas Kaidem Shiyakum Lispalot Kadei Shichavin Li Lamakai. You need to wait an hour before you daven, in order to be mechaving your heart. V'sha achas achar tefillin, an hour after your davening, shaloi tei niras alav kamasai, so it doesn't look like a masai, shememaher latzei simena, that you hasten to leave it. Right, of course, we all do that, right? We all come an hour before davening. But the thing is, if you think about it, it's really an hour before Shemoneh Esrei. So you're in shul anyway, I would hope, at least 23 minutes before Shemoneh Esrei. Presumably you say the words. But is it an hour? So what do we do about this sif? This is Gemara Bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Tamid Rabbein Yon Hachichim Gemara. The students of Rabbein Yon proof from the Gemara. The Afagav Demikamakam Da'aminon Shah Perush Hashamu Etes. Usually Shah means a minute. Hacha perush. So right, that's a good way to get out of it. Yeah, sure. But I make sure to be in shul at least 1 minute before Shemoneh Esrei. No, hacha perush sha achas miyud beis tois b'yom. Here it means a 60-minute hour. Says Mishnah Berurah, this doesn't apply to everyone. Umiyu zeh lachasidim. This is for pious people. V'lashar am, and the rest of the people, dai b'sha mu'etah sheyishu kodem sheyaschal. It's enough to wait a few moments. Shehu kedei hiluch shmoina tvachim, which is the amount of time it takes to walk 8 tvachim, which is approximately 1 second. I don't know, maybe 2 seconds. Kamay shekasa b'simen sadi, soiv siv chaf ayin sham. Which means, you can't go, Gaal Yisrael, Hashem Sifasai Tiftach. No, you can't. I thought you're supposed to do that. So what does this mean? If you daven immediately, Ein Daitam Yusheves. Ayin Sham, Ayin Sham. B'seder Yoyim, the same way you should be from the Asara Rishonim, you should also be from the Asara Achronim. Because you don't want to be contributing to the Histakus of the Shechina. Gam ki ha-yishu beis ha-knesses, a mitzvah yasa, sitting in a shul is a mitzvah by itself. So I don't understand what this means, that you should wait before you daven. When exactly are you waiting before you daven? When are you mekayim this? By the way, I saw Reb Volba writes that for us, Shah Achas means 2 minutes. But he doesn't mean 2 minutes before Shemoneh Esrei. It means 2 minutes before davening starts, just to focus and collect and settle your mind. He says, Shah Achas Lizmanenu is before each tefillah, you should try to be there 2 minutes before. But I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to. What L'chari is talking about Shemoneh Esrei. So what does it mean, Kedei Hiluch Shemoneh Tvachim? When? Mincha. Mincha. You do know that we're learning Hilchos Tefillah Shachris. So the Chaira, it means before davening starts. It means most people, they run into shul, Baruch Hinafshi, they're already saying it while they're, you know, halfway before they get into the shul. No, you have to stand in your place a few moments and only then start. How long? If you're a chassid, an hour. But for us, at least briefly, l'chayra, that's what he means. Sheikhavin, Arizal hayim esamitei chassidah, Ari davin from a siddur. Kidei sheikhavin ma'oi, so he should have a lot of kavana. Gam shoy lahav liya nekuda, also not to swallow any nekuda. V'hakol lefi mar shemagish ha'adam anashay. It all depends on what you'll have more kavana. By the way, even during Chazar Sashatz, it is preferable to listen looking in the siddur. And the Shlosh says that during Chazar Sashatz, you should look in the siddur with your eyes and your heart, not to look outside. This way you don't even see the people conducting monetary transactions with the pennies and the nickels. You wouldn't even know. Okay, Rabbi, so hold over here. We're going to pick it up tomorrow, Sif Beis, okay? Friday. And then we'll be on schedule. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.